Hello everybody, my name is Philippa Kelly and I'm a dramaturg, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to Commedia of Errors, our current production at Marin Shakespeare Company, sponsored by Play on Shakespeare and directed by the fabulous Karina Gutierrez. I want to begin with the idea of twins. Despite the recent advances in fertility treatments that have produced an abundance of twins, there's still something magical about the idea of two babies nurtured at the same time in the same womb, particularly those identical twins who emerge from the same egg, as have the two sets of twins in The Comedy of Errors. And in our production, which is dual language, English-Spanish, Commedia of Errors. In his book, Entwined Lives, Twins and What They Tell Us About Human Behavior, N.L. Siegel records studies of identical twins separated at birth or in infancy, who, when finally reunited, find that they may dress alike, wear their hair the same way, call their children the same names, even share idiosyncrasies like soaking buttered toast in their coffee or crushing a beer can after drinking the beer. It seems then that the doubling of voices, mannerisms, and even of clothes by Shakespeare's identical twins is not as improbable as it might at first appear. But Shakespeare wasn't concerned with medical accuracy. He took his doubling directly from Plautus, who 18 centuries prior had written the Menechmi, a play based also on the complications made possible by the idea of identical twins and what it means to have a double self. It's precisely because of the exaggerated doubling in this play, the fact that no one can tell the twins apart, not even the wife of one of them, that they wear the same clothes, and that in our production and in Shakespeare's original, there's not one set of twins as in Plautus, but two, that, like a magic trick, this play is one of full of surprise and discovery. The word error, as in Commedia of Errors, derives from the French errare, to err or to stray. And straying in this play is about leaving where you were and who you were, losing yourself and everything precious to you, and somehow, as in a miracle, finding yourself again. In this play, coincidence runs rampant and reality takes a back seat. Antipholus of Mexico has crossed the border to the USA in search of his twin brother of the same name, who was born, along with him, on the very same day as their two Dromio companions. They've all long been separated. With Antipholus of Mexico is his companion, as I mentioned, Dromio, and they were separated in an accident many years ago. Almost immediately upon Antipholus and Dromio's arrival across the border into the USA, they find themselves unwittingly taking the places of their twin counterparts, setting off a series of identity mix-ups wherein the USA citizens mistake Antipholus of Mexico for his brother, and both Antipholuses, or if you like, Antipholi, mix up and are mixed up by their interchanging companions, all balanced on the perfectly timed entrances and exits of our two sets of identical twins. And the dual language of this production makes the confusion all the more real and pressing and often hilarious. Beneath the estrangement of language, we are all, this production suggests, human, and we are all in search of ourselves. This sense of estrangement is given a further complication and a dark underscore at the very top of the play via the character of Aeon, the father of the two Antipholus brothers. Aeon, in search of his lost sons, has been condemned to die at the day's end for the crime of being a foreigner. Yet he's risked his safety, his very life, because without his family, without his twin sons and their companions, he feels that he is and has nothing. How will all this confusion be resolved? How will the darkness turn to light? And we know it has to. This is a comedy, after all, despite the loss, the confusion, and yes, the regular beatings we will see in this play. Am I myself? Asks Dromio of Mexico. With Antipholus of Mexico, he wanders around across the USA border, repeatedly talking of losing himself in search of his other half. Characters come in search of each other. A father, as I mentioned, in search for his lost sons, and the sons in search of their other halves and their lost selves, mistaken for each other and yet never seeming to guess that they might actually have come upon their long-lost doubles. But besides a preposterous comic note in the misrecognitions and their consequences, there's a deeper suggestion here about human nature. We're all, in a sense, unique. We're all living this life for the first time. And yet we also all repeat so many patterns of so many human beings before us, of love, loss, jealousy, confusion. And in staging Identical Twins, Shakespeare brings this theme to the fore. In encountering the worlds that belong to their other halves, each of the twins is forcibly estranged from the self he thought was himself, thrown into a whole new world of identity and possibility. "Methinks you are my glass and not my brother," says USA Dromio to Dromio of Mexico. What possibilities lie beyond our familiar selves? Travel across the border in this play, in this production, is a metaphor, I suggest, for travelling across the border of a self, finding in a glass or a mirror a new possibility for inhabiting a self, for living a life. When you cross a border into another place or self, who knows what lies therein? Thus, while I know that the series of identity mix-ups will keep you laughing throughout our show, I hope also that you'll encounter the poignancy behind the farce as our two sets of twins, in search of one another, are faced with the unexpected challenge of finding themselves. It turns out that the process of defining who they are not, as the Antipholi and Dromios continuously must, necessarily compels them to consider who indeed they are. Dromio of Mexico's question, "Am I myself?" is a question with which all of us may have some familiarity. We have all at some point in our lives had the experience, or will have the experience, of questioning the criteria by which we see ourselves as siblings, as lovers, as citizens. The comedy of errors, or commedia of errors, in our production pushes us further to ask how much we define ourselves based on the people close to us, whether close in kin or close in company, and who we are when we lose touch with them. And everyone, who do we become when we reunite with our lost other halves? I invite you to consider this question for yourselves as you watch our production of the uproariously funny and really deeply profound Commedia of Errors. Thank you, everybody, and see you at the show.